أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم. The second ayat of Surah Fatiha. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And the same words have come in Bismillah also. Ulama have written that that both these words are of mercy, of the extreme limit of the mercies of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In one aspect, ulama have explained that in Bismillah, the Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim has come. That refers to Allah, because Allah is so merciful, so kind, that He gave us existence. Perhaps we don't think of it also, but our existence is only the ni'mat of, it's a great ni'mat, and it is only from Allah Ta'ala. Nobody of us ever made an application that, oh Allah, send me in the dunya. We were hardly in existence. And we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala on a daily basis, consciously, that, Ya Allah, You gave me my existence. At one time we were totally non-existent, nowhere on record or anything. And then Allah, out of that mercy of His, made us human beings. Allah had the free choice of making us anything else. He could make us a weed, He could make us a snake, He could make us a pig. Allah made us human beings. And then in human beings, Allah made us Muslims. This is only the favor, that great mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that He made us Muslims. He made us mu'mins, that we have got iman. And of all, to crown it, He made us in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter, we can never ever be thankful enough for that. There were so great people in the past, and who were great, their iman, their position. But to be in the ummah, even Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam desired to be in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is no limit of these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah was Rahman, He gave us all these ni'mats. And then in this dunya, that Allah Ta'ala is Rahman, that He is so merciful, that He has seen to our existence all our needs here. Allah, if Allah had that mercy of Allah has to stop for one split second, we won't be able to breathe the oxygen we are breathing in. If there is oxygen, our lungs won't function, and our lungs won't be able to take it in. A little problem with the heart, it's not functioning properly, it's not purifying the blood, etc., it's not taking the oxygen, we have a problem. And a major problem it is. And not one, two persons, but billions of Allah's creation. Not only human beings, but how many animals are breathing also. The water that we are drinking, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, if Allah wants to, He can change this water immediately, and it will become like dirty, filthy water. And where will we get the pure water which Allah Ta'ala is giving us? Every aspect. So Allah is Rahman in this dunya also, that is fulfilling all our needs. And unfortunately, we are those that we just take it for granted, or we claim it that I'm doing this, and we are doing this as governments or so, whereas it is no one else but Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayh has explained a very beautiful point here, that Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, which has come in Bismillah, and here Allah Ta'ala has repeated it to show the great mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That Allah made it, repeated it, made it double, and doubled it up. Allah's mercies are unlimited, and that also unlimited, Allah Ta'ala multiplied it, compounded it, and made it even more. And then again, how beautifully explains, just like in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, and with that Allah says that He is Shadeedul Iqab also. That Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, but Allah's punishment is also severe. Everywhere where the ayats of Allah's mercy comes, Allah reminds us that His punishment is also very severe. And this also is the mercy of Allah. Allah's mercy is definitely so great. And it's going to be much, much more greater and intensified for the believers in the Akhirat. But Allah wanted us that we must must stay on our guard. So here also, where Allah says is so much Rahman and Rahim, but immediately reminded us, Maliki Yawmiddin, of the day of Qiyamah. That is when recompense for our actions will take place. According to our actions, then there will be the results on the day of Qiyamah. And ulama explained that this is also absolutely necessary. Like a farmer who has got his crops which he has planted, but until he does not separate the weeds from the plants, then it is a useless effort, because those weeds will eat up everything, all his crops. A person can have a beautiful, lush, green lawn, but if he does not work to take out the weeds, that weeds will overpower and destroy the lawn also completely. So like that, Allah has kept that in this dunya, Allah has given us the choice to do right and wrong. In the akhirat, Allah will separate the believers from the non-believers. Allah will separate the righteous ones from the wrongdoers. And if Allah does not do that, then this whole exercise of this dunya will have been a waste. Like the farmer, if he doesn't take out the weeds, like that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will separate all those people. So this is all the great mercy of Allah in Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim also. And in the Akhirat, the quality of Rahim, or Allah's great, great mercy, and which will be intensified tremendously, and it will be exclusive for the believers. Yea, in this world, the non-believers also enjoy the mercy of Allah. They are getting food, they are getting oxygen, they are getting everything. It is all the mercy of Allah. But in the Akhirat, it will be solely with Allah Ta'ala, for the believers. So we should appreciate this, and that in the surah, Surah Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala, which is also Surah Shifa, where it is a surah of Shifa. And for our illnesses, for our people who are ill, we must not miss out of reading Surah Fatiha and blowing on them. Even for ourselves, read Surah Fatiha as Shifa. It is a surah that has got great, great Shifa in it, and we should not miss out of this great blessing of the mercy that Allah is Rahman, He is Rahim, He has blessed us with this. May Allah grant us all the great beauties of the Quran Sharif, and let us live by that and make our lives accordingly, and enjoy that intense and exclusive mercy of Rahim in the Akhirat.